Our economy really did grow that fast, but now what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government said this morning economic growth last quarter was real. In fact, the quarter's jump in gross domestic product was revised upward from 5.7 to 5.9%. That's great. But economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial says since last quarter, many signs are pointing the other direction.
What's going on is that we have this very strong fourth quarter, but the data in January and February hasn't been quite as good. And just to give you a couple of recent examples, consumer confidence in February fell 10 points. We had a little more than 50,000 increase in filings for unemployment insurance in the last 2 weeks. People are getting nervous.
Yeah, and here's another reason to be nervous. The National Association of Realtors said this morning existing home sales plunged in January. Sales fell more than 7%. Stock prices, though, seem to be shrugging that off. Wall Street prices dipped on that housing news, but they're back in positive territory with the S&P 500, the NASDAQ up 0.1%, and the Dow 12 points higher at 10,333. AIG reported an $8.9 billion loss this morning. The University of Michigan's survey of consumer sentiment suggests people were gloomier in February, impatient with government gridlock. Asian shares rose 0.5% today. European stocks are up 1%. The British government confirmed today it did grow out of recession last quarter. The Greek debt crisis has been unfolding for weeks. Now a new word has entered the debate. Nazis? Here to explain is the Financial Times chief correspondent for Germany, Quentin Peel. Good morning.
Hello.
Why is World War II coming into this picture?
I think it's a hoary old chestnut, and I think that's certainly the reaction they're going to get in Germany. Oh, no, they're going on about the war again.
Mm-hmm. What are Greeks saying about the war?
Oh, they say that Germany never paid them reparations, at least for taking all the gold and foreign currency reserves out of the central bank. Truth is, the Germans claim they've paid well over 4 billion euros, or the equivalent, in reparations over the years. And not only that, they've been pouring money into the Greek economy, because Germany, of course, is the biggest net contributor to the European Union budget.
So what is the big picture here, Quentin, on the Greek debt crisis and the talk of bailout? Where do things stand?
The truth is that the rest of the European Union is adamant that the Greeks have got to do their homework first. They've got to put their house in order, get their budget spending under control, and actually start the reform of the economy they should have done years ago. Having said that, the Greeks and the Germans, I think, know in their heart of hearts that they are going to have to put some money together to bail out Greece before it actually defaults on any of its debt.
That was Quentin Peel, Germany correspondent for the Financial Times.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at vanguard.com.
Congress is debating ways to regulate Wall Street. Whatever happened to self-regulation? Business ethics, it's a hot topic in business schools these days. In the first part of a three-part series on young people and Wall Street, Youth Radio sent us this audio postcard from a meeting of the NYU Stern School of Business Ethics Society.
My name is Janice Shea, and I'm currently the co-president of Stern Business Ethics Society. I had this marketing internship my freshman year, and I was doing the bookkeeping for them, and I saw a lot of things they were doing in terms of expenses, just the executives of the company having dinners, but they counted it as a company expense. So obviously I didn't think that was very ethical, but at the same time, I was a freshman and I didn't have much power and I was just an intern.
Oh yeah, can we talk about our budget?
We have 300 something.
No.
that bad or good? I can't do that.
Well, I'm Terrence Stabile. I'm a senior here at NYU Stern. I study economics and management with a specialization in entrepreneurship. On my spare time, I guess, I run my own company. Our company, we actually had a product that we had to deliver to a client, but we found out that it was defective really late in the process. If we did tell them there's a problem with it, since they were in a tight time schedule, we would suffer a big penalty, and I think it was $2,000 a day. In the end, we decided to fess up, and the company gave us an extension to finish the project, so we weren't charged a penalty, and we were able to correct the problem. And when I brought this case study to the Stern Business Ethics Society, they kind of chose the same thing. Though some kids were kind of sketchy about it, they said they would hide the fact.
But Lulu did discuss WorldCom, and then she had that. She had choice A, choice B. What would you choose? And with our club, if we're telling them these situations, hopefully they learn lessons from that and they don't do that in the future, because they are the next generation. And when in the future, if they encounter any ethical dilemmas, they'll think, this is what happened with Bernie Madoff. This is what happened with Enron. Hopefully that resonates in their minds when they go out in the workplace.
Youth Radio produced that piece. The series continues tonight on Marketplace and this weekend on Marketplace Money. Now, here's the whole week in business in just 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. It was bleak this week to hear Bernanke speak of the unique weakness that hasn't peaked. But the market likes the no rate hikes. In Europe, yikes. Airline strikes. Protests in Greece threaten the peace. Police increasingly fret over the threat of the debt. And don't forget, we have yet to ascertain the pain that remains in Spain. Home Depot shows their dough grows. So does Lowe's. Heinz, though, says their sales flow is thick and slow. Akio Toyota says, my bad, he looks sad. Lawmakers had to add that they're mad. Gas is forecast to rise fast this summer. Who wants to buy Hummer? Nobody? Bummer. Arrivederci, SUV. I'll see you at marketplace.org. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.